counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Jay Plastic from the Besnard Lakes.
Hey, this is Matthias Kong from the Burning Hell.
This is Dub Maddox.
Hey, this is Paul Watson from the Ketamines.
Hey, it's Marty Sarvin of Imaginary City.
Hey, this is Matt from Golden Youth.
Hi, this is Jay Arner, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Enman, joined by Brian Cleveland, and we are about to embark on the countdown of all countdowns.
It's going to be awesome.
It is going to be awesome. It's the Earshot 20, and we're counting down the top 20 albums that are charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We take it from the national top 50, and Brian will let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
You'll find that Earshot is the national campus and community report published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50. As well, other published charts include regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations, 35 stations submitting their reports this week, and that is every single week, as well as weekly genre reports for electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. And if you didn't know it, you can also read some fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more.
Wow. That's pretty good.
I know, right?
Nice slow play there.
I wanted to make it really intense this time.
That was pretty intense. And you can get in touch with us if you'd like to. A few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook. And at Earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get yourself some exposure. If you're an emerging Canadian band or artist, we want to hear from you. And we'll do that in this program. We're going to be talking with Stephen Karlick, of course, for your entertainment news. And we also have an interview coming up in the next little bit, probably in the second hour of the program. Scientists of Sound, Craig Mercer, will be joining us on the program. So good luck. Good luck. What is that? So you're in for a treat. Brian's drawing me pictures right now, and I'm not sure if you guys understand how much it pleases me to see him in such a good mood.
I do a really good job distracting you. You don't do a very good job when you try to distract me.
I know.
Me.
You do a good job.
I didn't try. I wasn't really trying to distract you.
I did listen back to our show from last week, and every time I laughed on the show, I laughed in real life when listening to it because I thought it was still funny then to me. So I'm hoping that at least a quarter of the people who listen to this program laughed with me because then it would make it all right.
It's frustrating for me.
Why? There's nothing.
Well, I mean, it was kind of funny, but it was also frustrating.
A laugh is always good. A laugh is always good.
Not when you're trying to read something and someone is busting a gut over literally nothing right next to you, having a good old giggle fest over nothing. It'd be like if you just started giggling right now for no reason. That's what was happening last week.
But I could
you
start.
Will probably. It happens all the time.
At
people
some
just
point.
Don't realize it
at some point. All right, let's start the countdown.
You're gonna hear from number 20 up from number 30. It is Darkside from their debut record Psychic. Here's a track called Green Light.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20.
Thank you.
Earshot 20. Number 19.
We'll be right back.
It's the Earshot 20.
From their aptly titled second album, too, that was TV Freaks re-entering the top 50 at number 18 and onto the program for the first time this week. Also, pretty much with the exact same information, but at number 19 is Tony Decker from Prayer of the Woods. You heard a track called Empty Arms. And also for the first time on the program was number 20 from number 30, Dark Side Psychic, and a track called Green Light, kicking off the show.
Lots of new stuff.
Yeah, lots of new music. Lots of stuff definitely holding still in the top few spots. Some pretty strong Canadian releases have been out in the last couple of weeks, and they're not going anywhere anytime soon, but lots of new stuff popping in. Some really surprising drops too. Aurora went from number 18 to number 46. Deer Tick went from number 19 to number 45. Cults from number 12 to number 38. So lots of stuff being displaced by all this new cool music.
Very cool. And if you're just joining us, it's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edmond. That's Brian Cleveland. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Are you growing a Movember mustache? Because we are.
Well,
I don't know if this is my attempt at
Movember. See, I thought you were just getting lazy because you always say that you won't do it.
I've decided that what I'll do, because full facial hair for me doesn't look too bad, but with just a mustache, I think I'd look like the creepiest creep to ever creep.
That's part of the point, I think.
No, I don't think it is. If it is, that's a sick joke that someone's playing on the world.
I don't know if I told you this information, but I shaved my mustache by accident. Did I tell you?
Yeah, you did tell me.
I was 10 days in, had a pretty nice, disgusting mustache going on. And I've done Movember like pretty much every year since it started, like the last 3 or 4 years there, since it got big. And I heard about it and it was pretty fun. Raised money for a pretty important cause. So this year I had probably my strongest mustache going. It was 10 days in and I woke up early in the morning and I probably wasn't quite with it. And I wasn't looking in the mirror and I just, you know, go through the normal motions of shaving your face, shave the bottom. And I start moving into the top. Zit. Oh no. I think I just shaved my mustache and the razor like got stuck because it was like a lot of hair. And I looked and there was a big bald patch in the middle of my mustache and I didn't really know what to do. So unfortunately I decided I had to restart. I'd already raised money. So it's like, I can't. Just be like, oh, well, I'm not doing it. Because then if people see me that have given me money, then...
Well, then you're...
That's not okay, right?
No, you need
they're
to...
They're paying me for the...
They're paying you for your mustache.
So I started again. And now I guess I'm sort of also cheating because I just haven't shaved at all and have a thicker beard coming in.
I don't think
I'm going to do Beardcember.
I've heard about this. I don't know
and
if
hair
it's
hair-you-airy.
Hair-you...
That'll be January. I don't know what beyond that.
January,
I guess it is better. January. And Beardcember.
I like it.
I'm just not going to shave.
January, do you grow your hair out?
Sure, yeah. And then February, I'll see if I can get a nice unibrow going on.
It's a short month.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, do something crazy on a short month. Anyway, so if you're congratulations to you if you're growing a good Movember mustache. Brian and I are attempts. I don't think it's bad if you grow facial hair to compensate.
It so breaks that you the don't rules look, technically. The strict yeah. Movember rules, but. I think a lot of people break those rules.
Yeah, they're very strict.
I know a lot of people cheat and starting before the end of November, beginning of November, not being fresh shaven. That's cheating.
I know someone who's been growing it since last November.
Good on them.
All right, we'll move on now. Number 17 coming up in just a few minutes. We're going to have your Entertainment 411 with Stephen Karlick.
Another new release to the program is the almighty Rhombus's Lucid Living, which is at number 17 from number 26. Here's a track for your listening pleasure called Thunderstorms.
Number 17. Number 16.
Don't
It's the Earshot 20.
That was One For Me by Ryan Hemsworth from his newest Guilt Trip, sitting still at number 16. And before that, new the program was the Almighty Rhombus's Lucid Living at number 17, up from 26, in a track called Thunderstorms.
All right, going to take a quick break now from the charts and to give you your entertainment news. We're going to head on over to Exclaim Magazine, talk with Stephen Karlick.
It's the Earshot 20, Entertainment 411.
Stephen Karlick from Exclaim here with the latest music news, albums, and tracks. Yeah. Arcade Fire have announced a Reflector North American tour. On November 14th, the band announced a proper stretch of arena-bound activity for the new album. They laid out their plans by unveiling a tour poster that outlined dates for Toronto and Ottawa in March, with shows in Edmonton, Calgary, and Winnipeg to follow in August. The North American tour will cap with a hometown show at Montreal's Parc Jean Drapeau on August 30th. But not all's well with the shows. The band drew some ire from fans when they asked them to dress up in their flashiest duds for the upcoming North American tour. Under the Please Note section on Ticketmaster, each of the shows read, Night of Show, please wear formal attire or costume. While fans were initially unsure to what extent the dress code would be enforced, the band has put worries to rest, issuing a statement about the whole dress code controversy, stating that, quote, to everyone really upset about us asking people to dress up at our shows, please relax. It's super not mandatory. It just makes for a more fun carnival when we're all in it together. So far, these have been the best shows we have ever played. See you soon. Love the Arcade Fire. The Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra will return with a new album in 2014. The symphonic rock project, which features Godspeed You Black Emperor's Ephraim Minuk, Thierry Amar, and Sophie Trudeau, will release their new album called Fuck Off, Get Free, We Pour Light on Everything on January 21st via Constellation. The album will follow 2010's Collapse Traditionnel and sees the group pared down to a five-piece lineup. Among the album's six tracks is a tribute to pro-era rapper Capital Steez, who passed away last December at the age of 19. A track list is available now, along with a trailer for the album and a sample of the new song, Austerity Blues. California pop sisters Haim have mapped out a 2014 North American tour, on which they'll play both Toronto and Vancouver. The band made a big splash with this year's excellent debut album, Days Are Gone, and have now announced a North American fall tour in support of the collection. The outing will run from April to May, in which time the band will play 17 shows. While most of them are in the U.S., the band will play on May 15th in Toronto and May 24th in Vancouver. The band will also appear as the musical guest on Saturday Night Live on November 23rd. Next month, the band will perform an outdoor concert for Jimmy Kimmel Live on December 18th. And in other exciting touring news, Outkast are apparently set to reunite in 2014. Despite initial doubts, it's apparently now official. The long-gone hip-hop heroes are reuniting, according to the folks at Revolt TV. On November 19th, Billboard hinted at a reunion, stating that various anonymous sources revealed that Big Boi and Andre 3000 were, quote, in talks to get back together as Outkast for Coachella 2014. Revolt writes, quote, though details are scant, we're told the reunion is currently set to exist solely in the live setting, with no new album plans in sight for now. In supporting evidence, Outkast collaborator and Dungeon Family member Sleepy Brown posted an image on Instagram stating, quote, Outkast headlining Coachella 14. In album reviews this week, White Ash Falls has issued his sophomore album, Over the Night. On his second album as White Ash Falls, Andy Bishop makes great strides as a cosmic cowboy, delivering 10 tracks of pure left coast bliss. It's easy to understand why bands like Yukon Blonde have hired the BC singer-songwriter's services as a sideman. His musical instincts are impeccable, ranging from vintage psych country of Want It Bad to the gospel-inflected That List Is Too Long and the backwoods stomp of Lock the Door. The overall effect of the album lands somewhere in between Bahamas and My Morning Jacket, but it's unfair to try to pigeonhole White Ash Falls. Bishop has created what must be regarded as a personal masterpiece, and it'll be fascinating to see where he goes from here. For more of the latest music news, albums, and tracks this week, visit exclaim.ca. Our song pick of the week is Magical Cloud's new one, Savage. You can hear it now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Yeah. tell me that I am wrong. Even if you say it, I don't care. High on LSD with you, running up the mountain to the moon. I love you, but I never found you, found you. Drinking downtown, fighting other drunks in the rain. You are a clown. Tracks before the train. High on alcohol with you, running down the mountain to the pool. I love you.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 15.
Show me your eyes.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Distant Light by Dr. Dog from B Room at number 14, down from number 9. And back into the program after sliding to number 23 the week before is Royal Canoe at number 15. You heard the track Show Me Your Eyes from today, We're Believers.
Where would the A Room be if that's the B Room?
This is Studio A. That's Studio B over there. People can't see it, but I mean, I don't know why you're asking such a silly question. It's right next door. We're in A Room A.
Was that the name? Oh, it is A-Room. The name of his album. So did he have A-Room?
Or in Dr. Dog, despite your thoughts, Dr. Dog is not a person. There is no Dr. Dog. That's
oh,
not,
no?
That's not a person.
Oh. That's disappointing. Because I thought it was like an artist who goes by Dr. Dog.
Did you think it was a TV show about a Dr. Dog? Did you?
No.
Did you think that?
Not a television show.
Like Doggy Howser instead of Doogie Howser.
I'm gonna pilot this television show now though.
It might already exist. I don't know. I don't pay much attention to television.
A dog who's a doctor.
Let me know. Is there a TV show that there's a doctor of a dog? Like Lassie, but smarter. Lassie with a PhD.
Oh, man. What is wrong with us? Anyway, I was just curious if A Room might have been the artists known as Dr. Dog,
if they had a record called A-Room.
A-Room,
no,
yeah.
They don't.
Okay.
That's the answer to your question. And there's no person named Dr. Dog.
Oh, why do you shoot me down like this?
I'm just informing you. You can take this information however you please.
Well, there you go.
Fun times on the Earshot 20 today.
Yeah, good times.
A little goofy.
Good conversation. Good conversation
getting
with
dark
mustaches
out
too.
That's crazy.
I know. It's the time of year. I can't wait. Now that we've gotten the formal holidays over with that normally happen in November, it's now time for Christmas music. If I started playing Christmas music, but I won't do that yet. I might do it when you're away. You sprung one on me that you're going to be away at the beginning of December. They might get a little taste then.
I can't control you from away, so I don't know. I won't be happy about it, but
I
can't really stop you.
I love Christmas time. I don't know.
I can tell you that at the radio station, we've already received a dozen new Christmas albums.
That's good. That'll make for good listening. I there's something about the holidays that make me feel all warm and fuzzy.
I'm down with some Christmas tunes in the month of December.
In the month of December. So you're not a fan?
I didn't like when there were stores playing holiday tunes on November 12th. Personally, but a little too soon for my taste, but to each their own.
Well, you know, I like it. I like it in
December.
I know
that the Christmas parade's already happened, so I guess it's not that early.
I've always wondered why the parade happens so early, but I don't know if it happens everywhere early or if it's just here in New Brunswick. We just try to get things done, so that way, probably because there's no snow. And I'm also curious to wonder whether there's snow everywhere else where this program's being heard.
There is a lot of snow in other places, I've heard, out west and everything, yep.
Out in the west coast.
They don't have this beautiful ocean to regulate their weather like we do in St. John, New Brunswick. Move
so
here.
No, move here.
We got paid for that. No, we didn't get paid for that.
All right. Well, that was good. Good conversation. I hope you enjoyed it out there in Radio Land. And please turn your radios back on if you turn them off.
You're going to hear at number 13, Dan, from 6. It's Canada's own Tim Hecker with his new record, Virgins, and a track called Black Refraction.
Stick around. It's Earshot 20.
Number 13.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
We'll be right back.
Earshot 20. Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
Was I Waste Too Much Time on Myself by Tough Age from their self-titled debut out on Mint Records. Go pick it up. It's at number 11, up from 27, new to the program, and they'll probably stick around for a little while. At number 12, up from 14, was Solids from Blame Confusion. You heard the title track, and you also heard Black Refraction by Tim Hecker. His latest is called Virgins. It falls from number 6 to number 13.
I love how you just nonchalantly throw that out there. Go pick it up.
Yeah, I like Mint Records. I like this band.
Right
Can't
now.
Go wrong.
Right now, go pick it up. Oh, man.
Own that music. Support your local record store.
Good job. You're all about supporting everybody. Movember, record stores.
People deserve your support.
I like to see what
things.
I can't wait to see what you're going to support in the second hour of the program.
the nap in between the hours.
Oh.
Power nap.
That's my favorite.
You, me, 2 minute power nap.
That's my favorite.
We're going to be super jazzed for the second hour.
Well, it is the Earshot 20. If you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Emmon. That's Brian Cleveland. And we're counting down the top 20 albums charting from across the nation. Earshot-online.com and all the campus community radio stations submitting their charts, which make the national top 50. And we count down the top 20. We do it every week, Fridays from 4 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, the campus and community radio station here. And then after we do the show live. We send it out for syndication across the nation to many great campus community radio partners. Brian's going to run down a few of those for you right now.
Right off the top, a special shout out to a new station carrying the program, recently taking the program up on syndication, is Small Town Radio CFWNN in Ontario's West Northumberland County. Thank you to them, and thank you to their listeners if you're out there. Also, Bay of Islands. I didn't mean it like that, Anthony. Don't laugh.
If you're out there.
If you're out, you know, when you're out there listening. Not if they're listening. Anyway, I'm not defending myself to you. People know what I meant. Bay of Islands Radio in Corner Brook, Newfoundland. How'd I move on from here? UMFM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. CHLY in Nanaimo, BC. CKDU in Halifax, Nova Scotia. CFBX, the X92.5 FM in Kamloops, BC. CFUV in Victoria, BC. CHMA and CHSR in Sackville and Fredericton, respectively, up the road. CILU in Thunder Bay, Ontario. CJSF in Burnaby, BC. Quartz Community Radio, CKTZ in Mason's Landing, BC. Cable Radio in City, Nova Scotia. The Scope, East Coast Kitchen Party.net, and Radio Laurier.
And big thanks to you for carrying the program. And if you want to go back and find any part of this program, maybe you heard a song that you like, you want to listen to again, you can do it radio4all.net. That's the radio number 4all.net. And you can download the show. You can also podcast us on iTunes. Coming up in the next hour of the program, the top 10, the lowdown, and an interview with Craig Mercer of Scientists of Sound. You're not going to want to miss it. Stick around.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.